Hey, this is Matt from Parmalee, and you're listening to Music Journey Podcast with my friend, host Kim Sear.
I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you.
That's the brand new song that's coming off the EP for Parmalee right now, and that EP is called For You, and it's out right now. We will be playing the whole song in just a little bit, and we are going to hear so much more about the lyrics and the music, the artists here on Music's Journey. I'm your host, Kim Sear. I'm telling you, these guys are at the top of their game right now. This is my favorite album of the year so far. There isn't one song on this 13 track that isn't good, and I'm telling you, it's just amazing. Every single one of them could be singles out right now. So welcome to the show, Matt Thomas.
Oh, thank you so much. That was an awesome intro.
I love this album. Love it.
Thank you so much.
Such a fantastic EP, and what perfect timing for you guys. You wrote most of the stuff on this EP, right?
Yeah, all but one song, I think.
So tell us about it, because I know that this one's so important to you, this journey about your personal life and things that you've watched and witnessed, and this body of work means so much to you. Tell us about writing this EP.
Yeah, I think it embodies everything from what we've gone over. A lot of the songs are written over quarantine, but also what we've been through in our lives and our ups and downs. We didn't know we were going to put an album out. That wasn't the idea. We just knew we were going to have another single behind Just the Way, and that's what we focused on, because Just the Way was connecting. And you know, when you have a song that connects like that, you can't help but just kind of look at it and be like, okay, what do we do right in this song that we need to do again? So we went back and we really looked at all our songs that really brought people to the shows. Carolina, Close Your Eyes, Calling You Mine. The songs that have been, hit big old hits for us. And I just kind of looked at it and said, what do they have in common with Just the Way? Let's keep this thing going. Whatever this is, let's keep it going. So we ended up with a big batch of songs that we all really loved, and we started turning in songs to the label. Pretty much the idea was, if you guys can get the budget right, we'll let you put an album out. So we were like, hell yeah, let's do that. So we figured out how to do it, and we ended up with all these songs. And, really was even the album title For You was one we had written that kind of started this whole new journey we're on off. And it's just, I'm so thankful that there wasn't a lot of thought put in it, other than which songs to put up there and which song order.
Yeah, because you had like 20 mastered already produced and done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of all those songs, it must have been so hard to pick, because every single one of these would resonate with anybody. It wouldn't matter what age group. And you just nailed it. Absolutely nailed it with every one of these.
Thank you. I felt like when we were picking the songs, what generally happens is you'll have, three songs that are kind of in the same vein that kind of really are this kind of song. And, and you try to pick the best one out of that batch. And a lot of times you'll have that one. It'll be the best one. And then you'll go write another one and it beats it. And we even had some songs that we got to put the song. And then once we started listening to these, because we had our core songs, it was getting down to like, what are the four that are going to be iffy? And then we started listening to the main ones. And then we thought, okay, this song just doesn't work with this group of songs. So let's keep it in this vein. So I'm glad you said that. That's great. Cause when we're picking songs, there's always that, wonder like, I hope this is the right one. I hope we didn't leave this song out and it was a mistake.
I've never seen an album put together like this. And I know the Canadian fans are absolutely loving it. You were talking about Just the Way, and that's got Blanco Brown in that song. I love the message. And when you watch the visualizer video, it just brings it all home. And I think that's why it's meant so much, right at the right time. And what a great song to kick off the album.
Well, thank you. I mean, yeah, the timing was, timing's everything. I mean, obviously, we all go by the harder you work, the luckier you get or whatever, that timing thing. But timing has a lot to do with it. And having this song come out during the pandemic couldn't have been better timing for us. I got so thankful for that, because out of all the negativity that was going on, and everybody's at each other's throats. And it's like, having a positive message there's nothing wrong with that,
Well, we needed it. People needed it, especially with social media, everything that's gone on with that. What people were going through in quarantine is not easy. and a lot of vices that people were dealing with mentally or otherwise. It could be jobs, it could be physically, you know, there's so many things that were going wrong with so many, for so many lives. And that positive message to be able to love yourself, that self-love, and I love you just the way you are. It's just, it's such a cool song. And man, then you took it to the crossover. I was so excited to see that. Whose idea was to put it into the pop genre?
Yeah, it's, you know, we come from that. We've always had our toes dipped in the pop world a little bit and the rock world. And, you know, it's just all about having the right song and with this one, the right message, I think. But we didn't talk about it, but the label brought it up. And so we knew exactly what to do with it, though, you know. And we got the remix with Brightside and had Andrew Goldstein co-produce it. And he's, you know, he's doing all the Maroon 5 and Black Bear records and things like that. So you're hearing those sounds on the pop remix. And, but the Hot AC charts right now, it's unreal. It's top 20 in Hot AC, which is just amazing.
Well, I'm so happy for you. And it's doing insane on the country charts, too. So what a way to come out for this in such a rough year. So we always see that silver lining. And we're seeing a body of work like this that's coming out. And I think you guys are just going to be so surprised at how well this does. We have great international listeners. And I know we've had such great response already to this album. So I am so excited for you. And means the soul. It just brings up, you know, everything for so many people. But we're going to play one right now. We're going to play Just the Way, and that's soaring up the Billboard's charts right now. We can't help but just get excited about this song. And there's so much more that we're going to be playing in a minute. But I'm right here with Matt Thomas for Palmer Lee here on Music's Journey.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell them, Blanc.
The way your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way an hour goes by when you say that you'll be ready in 5. The little dimple on the side of your spine when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about 1,000 times. You know, girl, that I can lie. I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too. 'Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you. When you're mad, but you say that you're not.
Yeah.
And the shape of the face that you make when you're taking a shot.
Taking a shot.
The little white lie that you told the security guard at the hotel pool when we got caught. I was thinking, girl, you never looked so hot.
Never looked so hot.
And that I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be a mirror, and you're bound to see it too. 'Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you.
Come on.
My masterpiece, my Mona Lisa, and I need you to stay just the way God made you. Just the way God made you. I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror. You're bound to see it too. 'Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you.
just listening to Just the Way. I'm telling you, it's up on the pop charts, country charts. There's nothing this song can't do. And that's got Blanco Brown in it. Really excited for Parmalee for this one. So their brand new EP is out right now. And it is just phenomenal. So if you haven't heard it and you haven't heard all the songs on this 13-track album, you got to do it. Go on to Spotify and all of your listening platforms. Like it, pass it on to your playlist, and do me a favor, call your local radio stations and request the songs that you love, because I'm telling you, these ones are so good, and it's up to you fans to be able to get them out there. So do your job, get out there, share it, and play it. Really, really great songs. I am so excited, Matt. Again, as I said, you've got Back Row Girl just came out for Visualizer. You just put that one right out.
Yeah.
Talk about that song.
You know, I remember writing that song that day, and it was, I think one of my buddies had that title, and you know, it's just from being from the country, there's something about, you know, the way we grew up and the girls back home, you know, they don't mind getting in your truck and just cruising down the street, and just, they look just as, like, the line just as pretty in real tree camo as diamonds and pearls. It's just as attractive to them when they go hunting with you as you are when you take them out on the town, that kind of thing. So it's just, it's kind of the ode to the country girls out there who grew up like we did and you know, spent a lot of time down some back road, whether it's fishing or just riding or hunting or all that kind of stuff, you know.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm one of those country girls, and I love fishing, and I love all that stuff, so I can relate. I can so relate.
Yeah, cool.
100%.
She could be on a front porch, little Keith with Leon vinyl through the screen door, or down a crush and run gravel driveway, couple miles off the highway. Yeah. Topping off at the quick stop, glass bottle Coca-Cola and a couple scratch-offs. South of out there, Tennessee, baby waiting on a guy like me. I'm just a hometown boy, looking for a back row girl, head down, blowing out the window. Just as pretty and real tree as diamonds and pearls. Yeah, she loves a four-wheel drive. That'll help me. Ain't a map I can tap that'll tell me. Nah, where she's at, where she's gonna be. Oh, wherever that is where I wanna be. I'm just a hometown boy, looking for a back row girl, head down, blowing out the window. Just as pretty and real tree as diamonds and pearls. Yeah, she loves a four-wheel drive. Might be the girl next door, but I know what I'm waiting for. I'm just a hometown boy, looking for a back row girl.
So many songs that are on this one that just blow me away. Take My Name, obviously, new wedding song for this year.
Yeah.
It's already being used now. How does that make you feel?
I mean, when we put that out as a teaser on TikTok, it started blowing up. People were like, getting married next week, can I have a song? I was like, it's not out yet, we can't do it. So it was frustrating, but it was really cool to see people just automatically, you know, taking to it. And, you know, what the idea was, like, you've heard Will You Marry Me a bazillion times, but you never heard Take My Name and Make It Yours, kind of. So it's a different way to take on it. And I feel like just with the vibe of the song, it's not a slow song necessarily. It's just kind of a vibe. And we just knew after we wrote that, we're like, okay, I had no idea when we finished writing it would be what it was. And it was, as soon as we started playing it, people were like, yeah, that's pretty good there, fellas. That's pretty catchy. It could be the wedding song of the next 5 years.
It will, 100%. I just enjoy your take on romance and your take on going back to that good old classic way of just loving for real.
Yeah. You know, we're not, I don't know, say it.
Say it.
There's a fine line to draw in our music. You want to be, we just can't be too sweet. We're not the lovey-dovey, kissy guys. You just got to say it right in the right context. And I think a lot of guys are like us, and like in the line says, I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this. I really specifically wanted to make sure that we wrote those verses in that narrative instead of being, too sweet for us to pull off,
All right. I have been chatting with Matt Thomas of the platinum-selling country band Parmalee, and you are going to listen to one of the brand new tracks that they have out right now in celebration of the new EP for you. Here it is, Take My Name, here on Music's Journey.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon, but baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind, or baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours, yeah. Take it all, baby, I don't ever want it back. Take it all, yeah, everything that I have. Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
That's Take My Name, the latest track off the new EP for you by platinum-selling country band Parmalee here on Music's Journey. If you love the song, don't forget, you can download it, stream it on your platform, share, and put it onto your playlist. And don't forget to request it at your local radio station. What a great song. So we've got another one we got to talk about. But let's talk about the writing process and the co-writers like Ashley Gorley and Nolan Snipe and working with David Fanning on the EP.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you bring up Ashley, I mean, he's the GOAT. He's probably the greatest of all time. He has one number one hit. So right
to
him
say the least.
That's the easy day. He's going to come in with something, and you get to trust what he says. It's going to probably be right. But we started this whole album with For You. That was the very first song we wrote. David came out. We had worked with David, back when we had the Feels Like Carolina record. We worked with him, and then we kind of just parted ways. He did his thing. We were doing our thing. He reconnected with us back in 2019, and came out on the road. We had worked on the song Be All Right together. So we kind of reconnected, and he came out on the road, and we started writing songs, and For You was one of those songs we wrote. And it was just like we were back in 2010 when we met. It was the same excitement, the same energy. He saw a lot of things on the road that he was questioning about, you know, our management and all that stuff. And he was trying to get into managing as well. So he came on and said, "Why don't you guys let me manage y'all, and we're going to flip this thing around." And so he did. And then we had Just the Way, and he suggested, you know, getting Blanco on it. So when David came into the picture, we really had that focus, and we all kind of were kind of back at where we started when we got out to Nashville, which was really cool. And so when we were writing all these songs, you know, having your producer there that's recorded hits on you and written songs with you in the room, it's good to have somebody in there to say, this might end up being a good song, but it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And we did that a lot on a lot of these songwriting days where we would come in the room and we're like, mainly we were writing to follow up Just the Way. So we knew what we needed for the song to make it, you know, not to just be a song sitting on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And we really just leaned on our songwriter friends that we all had. And we knew the ones we knew we worked well with and that, you know, understood what we do and that kind of thing. And saying that a lot of the singers that sing In My Rain understand what I do best. Mm-hmm. So it was way more deliberate with these songs that are on this album. Those co-writes were very deliberate. With the guys out in California, Nolan and Kevin, who wrote Just the Way with me, we tapped into those guys as well, and their friends.
Mm-hmm.
So we really had a coast-to-coast connection kind of going with the L.A. guys, and that's where you get songs like Greatest Hits and Just the Way. It's using both elements, I guess.
Every writer gets comfortable with certain people, but when you're writing mm-hmm. for radio, it's difficult. When you're writing just for the love of music and to be yourselves, that's what connects. That's
yep.
what connects with the audience. And I know that's tough when you've been at the top and you're writing and writing and you think it's going to be a hit. It's got to be so tough to understand why certain songs hit and when certain ones don't. But I'm telling you, I know, I just got that feeling with this whole entire EP that you guys are right back on top.
Well, thank you. You know, that was one of the focuses we did. We were looking at Just the Way and why this song's connecting. Let's go back to Carolina. Let's just look at all these songs and not overthink it, but say, hey, man, speak right to the person,
mm-hmm.
speak to the girl, you know, and keep it fun and keep it, you know, positive. And I think that had a lot to do with all these songs. And it was really just focusing on what has really worked for us, and even on songs that didn't work and you thought were going to work, why would this not have worked? Oh, it's like this. And, you know, bringing David in, he was brutally honest with us. And I think we all knew, but when you got people around you, it's like, yeah, go. And they're just in it for the short haul.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to, you know, they're throwing it and see if it sticks. But when you got somebody honestly saying, hey, you need to look like this on stage. You need to change this, do this. This is wrong. Let's try this. Let's do this. And the song, this is why this song didn't work. This is why this one worked. Let's get, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it. This business is brutal.
It
is.
Either
the bear or you get eaten by the bear. And it's not fun when you get eaten by the bear. Trust me.
So true. It is so true because it is hard. There's such a large pool out there, but I love what he's done with you guys and with all of this and the songs that you guys have chose for it.
All right. Baby, I could write a song, sit down and find the perfect chords. Baby, I could write a song, but it would never be as good as yours. So I'ma sit back and let it roll, babe. Somewhere off of that Tulane, cranking it up on that creek, babe. Falling in love with your mixtape. Got your country from your hometown, hip hop from your college crowd, and rock and roll from your daddy's old 45s. Got your Motown from your mama's soul. Makes me wanna hold you close and slow dance to the rhythm of you all night. Wanna turn you on, play it on again. Love you just like this. You're the best thing that ever did. So if anyone asks, girl, you're my greatest hit. Melody to make your hand clap. On another kind of energy, a 24 karat gold record, you're the soundtrack. To all of my Friday nights, laid back like a Sunday drive. Mic check, 1, 2, taking me to heaven, turn it up to 11. Got your country from your hometown, hip hop from your college crowd, and rock and roll from your daddy's old 45s. Got your Motown from your mama's.
you're the best thing that ever did. So if anyone asks, girl, you're my greatest hit. Yeah, you're my greatest hit. You ain't no one-hit wonder. Baby, you're something classic. I knew it when I met you. Girl, I had to have it. I do country from your hometown. Got your country from your hometown, hip hop from your college crowd, and rock and roll from your daddy's old 45s. Got your Motown from your mama's soul, makes me wanna hold you close and slow dance to the rhythm of you all night. Wanna turn you on, play it all again, love you just like this. You're the best thing. So if anyone asks, girl, you're my greatest hits.
Hey, what's up? This is Matt from Parmalee, and I want to give a shout-out to Joe and Joey Sear, the Canadian Armed Forces. Thank you guys so much. Look forward to meeting y'all.
That's amazing. Thank you. I am Kim Sear, and we are back with Music's Journey with my very special guest, Matt Thomas, for the award-winning country band Parmalee with one of the latest singles, Greatest Hits, from their brand-new album, For You. And what a perfect song for that couple out there. You know, it's just celebrating love, and this is just such a great tune to do that. So thank you so much, Matt, for giving a shout-out to those guys.
Oh, no doubt. Thank you for having me.
Now, you have another single that you've released. What's your favorite one right now? I know For You is such a beautiful song. Talk about that
one. Yeah, that, like I said, that was the one that we started the whole process of. It's really the most bare bones, organic. Like, if somebody was to say original Parmalee stuff, that's one of those songs. It's got just all those elements of when we were writing the Carolina era. And that's it's real special because that's when we, you know, came back up with David and came out on the road. And that's the date of that song being written is the date when we really went into this mode we're in, this and things started happening. And so it that holds a special place to all of us. And we all wrote on it too, just the guys. And you know, it's kind of like the signifying and getting the band back together, I guess you want to say.
Oh, that's amazing. So we're going to play that one. This is such a cool song, the brand new one called For You, which is what the album was made for. And it's for you out there, you fans, because this is such a beautiful body of work that they've done just for you. And that's Parmalee right here on Music's Journey.
For the good times, for the right and the wrong times, for the hurt and the goodbye, for the you on my mind. Yeah, this is for the mistakes, for the making up all day, for the doing what it takes, for everything that I never say. I took my love and I wrote it down, every single word that I'm singing now. The lights come on and I see the crowd. Girl, I can't help but think about spinning you around like a record on a Sunday morning with your hair let down. Every night that I roll to another town, yeah, it's crazy how everybody's singing along to a song I wrote for you. For the time I ain't with you, for every highway in between, for the miss you, need you, neon nights that you ain't here with me, yeah. I took my love and I wrote it down, every single word that I'm singing now. The lights come on and I see the crowd. Girl, I can't help but think about spinning you around like a record on a Sunday morning with your hair let down. Every night that I roll to another town, yeah, it's crazy how everybody's singing along to a song I wrote for you. And every time you hear, oh, I got you in my arms, oh, no matter where you are. I took my love and I wrote it down, every single word that I'm singing now. When the lights come on and I see the crowd, girl, I can't help but think about spinning you around like a record on a Sunday morning with your hair let down. Every night that I roll to another town, it's crazy how everybody's singing along.
everybody singing along to a song I wrote for you.
I am Kim Sear, and I am back with Music's Journey with my very special guest, Matt Thomas Parmalee. So there's such a beautiful song for you guys out there, and they did this one just for you. And it just symbolizes everything about this entire album. Really great song. There's so much to talk about. We could just go on forever with every single one of these songs. But we're gonna try coming back and going into a few burning questions, if that's okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, because you guys write such compelling music all the time, and you're one of the hardest working bands out there, what is a song that means something to you over the years? You might not have released it, or you may have, but one that stands out to you that brings that emotion up inside of you.
There's so many songs. I got to say, the very first song that got us going was a song called Broken Records, and it was the first time we all wrote a song together and was like, oh, this is what we do, kind of. And it really got us a management deal on board and kind of got people excited. So that one always has a special place in my heart. It's actually one that I've contemplated going in and re-recording and doing it better than we did when we recorded it back in the early 2000s. So. But nice. That's a cool song.
Yeah, it is. That one I remember so well. What is your favorite thing to do? Like, you guys are on the road all the time. When you are, the bands like to do things just to kick back when they're on the tour bus or whatever. What is your favorite thing to do to pass time?
Fishing. I'm going fishing. I've got telescopic fishing poles that I take on the bus with me, which I'm glad you brought this up because I got to check and make sure I don't leave them tonight. I got to put them on the bus.
Very nice. What's your favorite fish to
catch?
There you
go.
What's your favorite fish to catch?
I love bass fishing.
Oh,
it's
so
obviously
I.
Like the most general one, but I mean, it's most accessible because if there's a pond anywhere, I'll do whatever's local. If it's pike fishing, I'm in it. If it's salmon, whatever's available, I'm going.
Is there a favorite place that you would love to go that you've never been to fish anywhere in the world?
I'd love to come up there and fish.
Ooh,
I've not done it.
You'll have to come out to Bass Lake. If you like pickerel and you like bass,
that's the place to go. Oh, love it. Love it.
Nice.
Yep.
Very nice. Hardest thing for you becoming a musician?
Hardest thing for us becoming a musician, getting a record deal. That for us was the ultimate goal. And I should say, obviously, getting a single on radio is just harder than getting a record deal. That's what they told us, but we just felt like we had a hard time getting that record deal. That was a real struggle for us because we got turned down so many times, you know, and we weren't fitting into any mold that they had. We didn't fit into the template that was out there at a particular time. So I'll give a shout out to Benny Brown and Broken Bow Records for, you know, being the guy that changed our lives and gave us a shot.
Well, thank God they did. Now, if you could give any advice to a young artist out there who's struggling just like you guys did, what would you say to them now?
Well, you got to show up. You got to outwork the next person most of the time. Some people get lucky but, you know, Nashville's a 10-year town. You know, you can expect it to last, it'd be 10 years before you hit it. But you might hit it in the first year. You never know. But I think that you just got to show up and work hard, but write as many songs. If you're a songwriter, write as many songs as you possibly can. Don't hold anything close to you. Co-write with people. The more you write, the better you're going to get. Study the songwriting. If you find out the reason you love those songs that you love and look into them and see what you love about them and look at the lyrics and think about the chord changes and melodies and all that stuff that, you know, that's one thing is you want to figure out that thing you love about the song and dive into it, you know. And that's kind of what we did with this album. It's like, what were those elements in the song that people loved? Why did they come to our show in the first place? What was it about this song that brought people to the show? And always include that in everything you do. The people came for the first place, you know?
Very, very good advice, because I know songwriting is key. And just being able to get in a room and have that experience working with different songwriters just makes all the difference in the world in your growth and understanding lyrics and understanding songs that connect. So really great advice. Okay, so what is your best, most useless talent?
My best, most useless talent. All right, I can click the roof of my mouth and my tongue pretty loud. You ready?
I'm ready. Wow, that's loud. You should hear it on this end.
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I actually did record that. It's in one of these songs I wrote. It's like a thing going on, like a cowbell almost. pretty useless.
Who's the funniest person you've ever worked with so far?
The funniest person I've ever worked with so far. Let me think. Josh is pretty funny. I ain't gonna lie. he still gets me. He's got one-liners for days, and he just, you're not expecting it. He'll pop a one-liner out. I mean, whether you're in the meet and greet line or ordering dinner or something. Yeah, I constantly, and he's been doing it since we've known him. Unreal. He just keeps coming up with him.
He never loses material, does he?
No, I'm telling you, and he surprises me every time. I'm like, where are you getting this stuff from, man?
That's awesome.
He grew up a single kid. He had a lot of time to think about things like that.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Now, is there a gag that's been played on you guys when you guys have gotten up on stage? Who was it by?
Yeah, Brad Paisley, he'd always like to pull gags, like have a picture of us. Like we were playing, he'd post some pictures of us on the big screen behind us, like our faces on some like Baywatch girl bodies and stuff like that. He's always good for this kind of gag. And then we tried to gag him. They wouldn't put his picture up there. So that'd be fair. But we're joke tellers. We don't like we've been around each other too much. We don't typically mess with anybody. We've been through the ringer. We just don't. We're not we tell jokes, but we're not jokesters as far as like pulling pranks on people and stuff.
Okay. Favorite lyrics of all time and why?
Favorite lyrics of all time and why? You know what? I'm going to say this. That's a hard one. I'm looking at all these records on my wall and I'm like going through it. The first one that popped to my head was from who the original. It's from the Allman Brothers Live at Fillmore East, Statesboro Blues, which I think was not their song. That was a cover song. Mm-hmm. Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low.
Oh, I know
and
that
it's,
one.
It's not. Yeah, yeah.
Absolute. I'm trying to think the name myself.
It's not the lyric. That's all. It's just the feeling of that song when it comes on, and when that thing comes on, it reminds me of my dad back home and everything. It's like, it's a feeling that comes when you hear it. And that's really not even about the lyric.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, where can everybody get the latest news? I know you guys got some more videos are coming out as well. What's coming up and where can they see all the latest stuff?
All over the socials. Just search Parmalee Music on Parmalee Music on Instagram, TikTok, Parmalee on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel with all the visualizers coming out, so that they're being popped out this week for each song, and that you can watch the full videos there. And if you just search Parmalee, P-A-R-M-A-L-E-E, it should take you right to where you need to go, or just go to parmalee.com and it'll direct you to where you need to go.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I hope we can have you back a little bit later on in the year, because you guys are phenomenal. I'm a huge fan and so are the Canadians. So thank you so much for all that you're doing, and congratulations on your brand new EP for you. It's amazing.
Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you for the kind words and the support, and we're coming up there.
Oh, you are.
As soon as we get up there, we're coming.
One last question before you go. Next year, if you could take one picture, and it's the only picture you can take with you, one snippet of time, what would it be and why?
One picture? You know what? I'm going to go with the album, that picture that's the album cover. That is our van that we had as our very first band, van in Parmalee. Very first trailer things we bought on our own money. I think we borrowed money from Josh's dad for that van. But it's sitting right here in front of me right now with the date on it.
Oh.
And, that was just a special time when we were getting started. Didn't know what the hell we were doing, but the first thing we bought together, you know, we put our money together and we got that. We all paid it from the band, you know, from writing our own songs, not from doing cover songs.
So it was
one of those things where, you know, that was our first real thing together that we invested in.
Started your music's journey, didn't it?
Yep.
Pretty
and I'm
awesome.
Glad you asked that question. I never thought about that. That was our first our first group thing.
You know what?
I never knew if we paid Josh's dad back for that thing. I got to find out.
He's probably going nuts after all this time, guys.
I know, like $3,500 or something. I got to make sure we get that money.
Well, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Matt. We really appreciate it, and we wish you all the great success for Parmalee for your brand new EP for you.
Thank you so much, Kim, and we'll see y'all soon.
All right, you take care.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, you heard it right there. We want to give a big shout out and thank you once again for Matt Thomas for coming on to the show. Parmalee with their brand new one, For You, via Stony Creek Records. Available right now. So 13-track album that you do not want to miss. So it's one that you can download, you can share on your playlists, and don't forget, songs that you love, just request it at your local radio stations and get it on that rotation. I really hope that you enjoyed my interview with Matt Thomas. Man, what a talent that man has, and for the entire band, for Parmalee, for coming on to the show. I am Kim Sear, your host for Music's Journey. I have some great shows coming up for you with Jade Eagleson, Jake Hoot, Texas King, Smoke and Ashes, Jay Walker, Jess Moskaluk, Ryan Laird, and so many more. If you enjoyed today's show, you can see the rest of the podcast that we have with some pretty incredible artists, and you can tune in to all of those on musicsjourney.com and our sponsors, nowandthenmagazine.com. We are always here with great information, great stories, and great artists. So I'm really glad that you tuned in, and thank you once again. I'm your host, Kim Sear. Have yourself a wonderful day, and thank you for listening.